This is a Bikiyas recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Chavav Amid Aleph. We're beginning the new parak of Bnei Ha'ir on the beginning of on the bottom of Chaf Hey Amid Beis. Let's take a look at the last two lines of the Gemara. Bnei Ha'ir Shemachu Rechove Shel Ir Lokhin Bedamav Beis Hakneses. So if the people of the city sell, they privatize a certain part of the city, this town square, let's say, the main drag inside the city. So Rashi explains over here that sometimes in the Maseches Tainis, we explain that we daven in the town square under certain special occasions, and therefore it has a little bit of a mini Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So when you use that money, you have to use it to buy a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, if you sell a shul, lokan teva, you can buy an Aron Kodesh. Teva lokan mitbachos, right? If you buy, you sell an Aron Kodesh, you can buy the wrapping for Tanakh scrolls or Torah scrolls. Medchos, if you sell the wrappings, yikhu svarm, then you have to actually buy scrolls of, Rashi points out, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, svarm lochin Torah. If you sell scrolls of Nach, then you can only buy a Sefer Torah. Aval, machu Torah, lo yikhu svarm. Svarm lo yikhu medchos, medchos lo yikhu teva, teva lo yikhu beis haknesses lo yikhu esarachov, b'chein. Oh, stop there for a second. So you can't go down in Kedusha. This is the concept of Malin Bakodesh, Velo Maridin. You can only go up in Kedusha. And therefore, if you sell any of these items, you can only buy something which is more holy with the money, not something which is less holy. And then the Mishnah ends off, this Lachain B'mosrein. And so too is the case for any of the leftover monies that you have from the sale. It has to go to something which is at least which is more holy, not something which is less holy. Okay, says the Gemara, Bnei Ha'ir Shemachu Rechove Shel Ir. You have the townspeople which sell the town square. Omar Rabba Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Stumta'a. These are the Stam in the names of Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi. This is one opinion in the Mishnah. It's written authorlessly, but it's really one man's opinion, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi. Aval Chachamim Omar HaRechov Ein Bo Mishum Kedusha. But the Chachamim actually disagree, and they say there is no Kedusha to the town square. But Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, my time, eh? So what was the reason Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi says there is some Kedusha to the town square? Ho V'ha'am Mishpalim Bo Betanios U'Vamamados. Both things are described in Maseches Tainis, that they would daven there if there was a public fast. The whole town would empty out, and they'd bring the Aron Kodesh out there, and they would have a whole day of fasting and davening, etc. And Mamados is when they would be in charge of representing their group of Kohanim doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. They would say special tefillos and special Kriyas HaTorah during those days when their town was represented in the Beis HaMikdash. V'Rabbanan, so what did the Rabbanan say back? Why wouldn't those occasions give special Kedusha to the town square? Hahu akro'i ba'alma, because this is only once in a while, and therefore it's not a permanent Kedusha, doesn't stay with the area because it's not designated and done for that purpose. Says the Gemara, Beis HaKnesses lo kanteva, the Mishnah said, if you sell a shul, you can buy an Aron Kodesh. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmin Rav Yonasan, Shul Machnesin is in Rav Yonasan, lo shanu ela Beis HaKnesses shel kfarim. This only applies to a Beis HaKnesses in a kfar, which is not a large city. It's a small town. Avo Beis HaKnesses shel krokin, but if it's a shul in a big city, kevin de me alma osule lo matzi mezavnile, the havale de rabin. Since people come from the world, meaning people come from all over to daven in these big city shuls. You know, I live near the Young Israel Woodmere. Young Israel Woodmere is a huge shul, and I daven there all the time, even though I don't live in Woodmere because these are big shuls. And when you come into town, you're going to want to find the big shul to daven in because they have more minyanim and whatever. And it's just, that's the center of the town. And therefore, it's considered to belong to the people. It doesn't just belong to the individuals in the town. It belongs to the whole world. You can't sell. You have to get the whole world's wishes to sell it, which obviously you can't get. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Hi, Beit Knishta de Mosa Machasya, Afal Pi de Me'alma Asu, La, Kevin Da Daita, Didi Ka Asu, Iboino Mezav Minala. So he says, the Rav Ashi was the Rav in Masa Machasya. So as we pointed out in other Gemaras and Ksuvis and elsewhere, that Masa Machasya was a medium-sized town, not really a big city, not really a small town. It was a suburb of Sura. And he says that even though people do come from all over to daven there, but since I was in charge of what they did with the money, So Rav Ashi was in charge of how they built it, etc. So Ibayina Mizabnile, I have the right to decide whether or not we can sell it. Meisve, I have a kasha on this. Is that really true? I'm Rav Yehuda. Meis Beis Knesses Shel Tarsiim Shahayu Yerushalayim. There was a Tarsiim refers to people who work with copper. So they had a shul in Yerushalayim, Shemachru al Reb Lezer. They sold it to Rabbi Lezer. Asav kol tzrachim. Reb Lezer used it for anything he wanted. Asam de krachim hava. So that was a big city. Obviously, Yerushalayim is a big city. And the Tarsiim's shul was sold to one private individual, Rabbi Eliezer. So how could he have done that? So the Gemara answers, no. Hahi beknishta zute have. The Inu Avdua. So he says, yes, Yerushalayim is a big city, but that was a small private shul that they themselves had made. And therefore they had the right to sell it. It was not done having in mind that people are going to come from all over the world to daven in such a shul. It was only for their chevra. Meisve, have another kasha. Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem. So it says about Bais HaMenuga, a house that gets tsaras, if it's going to be in your land that is your inheritance. Achuzaschem etame benegaim, right? So if it's in Eretz Yisrael in your inheritance, then it can get tzaras and it's tame. Ve'in Yerushalayim etame benegaim, right? But Yerushalayim, this is going according to the opinion that it was not divided amongst the Shvatim, it cannot get tame with tumas tzaras because that's not considered your inheritance. That's all of Klal Yisrael's inheritance. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, right, so Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ani lo shamati elamakom mikdash bilvad." I disagree. I only have a tradition that the only part of Yerushalayim that doesn't belong to that doesn't belong to any shevet is the actual spot where the Beis HaMikdash stands. But they can see a batei midrashos mitam. But a regular shul can become tamei because those belong to private citizens. Ah, that's the kash. Amai, why can they become tamei with saras hadikrach and havu? Yerushalayim's big city, and they should not. Those shuls should consider to be belonging to the entire world. So one thing that's very interesting, we'll leave it out for now. We're doing just reading the Gemara. Okay, so Ema, I will say that the answer is as follows. Am Rabbi Yehuda, this is how you read it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ani lo shamati ela makom makudosh bilvad, not makom of the Beis HaMikdash, but a holy place. So therefore, he wasn't referring specifically to the Beis HaMikdash as opposed to a shul. He was rather referring to shuls themselves. Those are the only houses they can't get saras because those belong to everybody. So, b'maika mifli, what is the whole machlokas over here? Tanakama, sarvalo niskalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim, Rabbi Yehuda, sarvalo niskalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Right? Tanakama holds Yerushalayim was never divided amongst the shvatim. It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it was divided amongst the shvatim and it belongs to the private citizens. With a plukta, the hani tanoim, they're arguing over the same machlokas as the following tanoim, the tanya. Ma haya bechelko shel Yehuda. What was included in the portion of Yehuda? Harabayis va'alishkos. So Harabayis itself, the actual mountaintop of the Beis HaMikdash, the offices of the Beis HaMikdash, the Azaros and the courtyards. Ma haya bechelko shel Binyamin. And what actually was in the chelik of Binyamin? Ulam v'heichel v'beis kachay hakachim. So the actual indoor parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the ulam, the entrance hall, the heichel is where most of the kelim were, like the menorah and the shulchan. And the Kodesh Kedashim, which housed the Aron HaKodesh, and Viritsua Haisa Yotes Mechelko Shel Yehuda Vechneses Lechelko Shel Binyamin. And there was a thin line of land of Yehuda that went into the area of Binyamin. Uba Mizbeach Banu. And that's the strip of land where the Mizbeach rested upon. That's where it was built upon. Vahya Binyamin at Tzadik Mitzdaira land. Binyamin, the great Tzadik, he was known, never having done an Avera. He was in pain about this. B'chol Yom, every single day, He wanted to swallow up that area. He wanted to be kona that area, not from Shevet Yehuda. Shenemar, as it says, Chofei Falav Kol Hayom. He crouches over it all day. Right? That's in Bezos Habracha. One of the things about Binyamin, he says he, meaning he's protecting and he wants to. He's like about to eat something. So what are we talking about? He wanted that land back. He didn't want the Mizbeach to be sitting on Yehuda's chelik. He wanted the Mizbeach to be on his chelik. Leficha, so because he had this such a desire for the Mizbeach, Zacha Binyamin Venasa Ushpizchan Lishchina. Therefore, Binyamin was privileged to house the Kodesh HaKadashim and he was the host, so to speak, of the Shechina itself. Bahaitana Savar Lonischalka Yerushalayim Lishvatim. And this Tana obviously holds that Yerushalayim was not given over to the Shvatim. The Tanya, as we have the following Braisa, Ain. So I'm sorry, I was not being clear. Obviously, the first Tana is super clear that Yerushalayim was given over to the Shvatim, even the Beis HaMikdash, because we're arguing back and forth. Was Yerushalayim, was the Beis HaMikdash in the Chelek of Yehuda, or was Yerushalayim in the Chelek of Binyamin? And now we have a Braisa which says that it was not given over to the Shvatim. How do we know? Because it says, Ein maskirim batim Yerushalayim, v'nei Yerushalayim. You can't rent out houses. You know, when the Olei Regalim come, it's big business, hotels, you know, Airbnb. You can rent out all your houses for the Olei Regal to live in. You can make a lot of money. So he says, no, you're not allowed to rent out a house in Yerushalayim because it doesn't belong to you. Reb Lezer says, Af lo mitos. You can't even rent out the beds because Tosus explains, because the beds, the ground that the beds are sitting on doesn't belong to you, and therefore that you don't have the right to rent out that space that the bed is on. Lefichach, Oros Kachim, therefore, let's go to the sentence. Oros Kachim, Bali, Ushpizin, Notlonosam Bizroa. So at the very least, they would take back the skins of the Korbanos because they said, look, we can't make any money. We're giving you up. We're giving up our town. We're giving up our houses and everything to make room for you. At the very least, they forcefully would take the skins of the korbanos to show that they wanted to make something out of the deal. Amar Abaye, so Abaye says Shema Mina. So we see from here Orech Ara leMishvach Inish Gulfa uMashka Bushpize. So he says it is proper Derech Eretz for someone to leave your empty flask and the skins of your animal at your host. Meaning you should try your hardest to provide your host. The host is not going to collect rent from you. But you should try your best to provide him with some profit, that he can make money off of the fact that you stayed in his house. Okay, so this being said, we see two totally conflicting opinions in Tanaim, whether or not Yerushalayim was given over to the Shvatim. The first Mandamer says, yes, it was a big, you know, spiritual struggle between Yehuda and Binyamin. And the other opinion is, no, nothing belonged to the Shvatim at all in Yerushalayim. And that was good for the Machlokes, whether or not you can sell a shul in Yerushalayim. Amar Rava. Rava says, Lo shano ela shalom machru shiva tovir. Now we're back to the idea of not selling a shul. So he says, this whole idea that you can't sell something in town for something that's less holy, you have to sell it for something that's an upgrade in the Kiddusha, it's only if the seven tovei ha'ir didn't sell it. I mean, this was like the town council, seven tovei ha'ir were like the seven leaders of the city, the good people of the city, b'mamed anshe ha'ir. And it has to be at a town assembly meeting, right, a town council meeting. But if this was sold in the proper channels with the seven leaders of the city at a town council meeting, so then going over to Chavavim Beis, Afilu Lemishta Be Shichra, you could even sell it as a bar. You could sell it as a place that they're going to. So it literally means to drink beer there. But Rashi says it doesn't mean that. It means a brewery. You could sell it even as a brewery shop or dummy. That would be allowed as well. Okay, so we're going to elaborate on this next time when we do Amid Beis.